Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And as we plow through this coronavirus, everybody. Everybody that's at home taking it easy. We've decided that from time to time, we will play one of our favorite bits from our 14 years here in the Boston, Massachusetts area. And, Rich, what do we have for the people today already?
Well, I thought that we would stick with a theme this week, as it is, or was supposed to be, Kentucky Derby week. We, of course, did a brand new edition of Is It a Racehorse or a Bad Local Band? And many people are asking, hang on, you know, there, where did you find some of these, like, classic ones that you've had in the, from the past? And you know what? I think it was a good idea. It was our own Mike Lockhart said, you know what? I dug up one of the originals where we found probably one of the best that we found since the beginning of it. So let's go to a classic. Is It a Racehorse or Bad Local Band? Roll the tape there, Danny.
Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. So the Kentucky Derby is on its way, so it's time to play one of our favorite games.
Is it a racehorse?
Oh, hell no. They go that horse.
Or a bad local band?
Boogie Boogie Land.
And if you remember, last year was the first year we did it, and we ended up meeting a couple stars, as a matter of fact, someone who still haunts Fred's dreams to this day.
Oh, this is where we found this guy?
Yep, of course. Oh,
200 miles to York.
So, will anyone live up to that caliber? Who knows? All right, so I will give you the name of either a racehorse that's going to be in the Kentucky Derby or a bad local band that I have found either through my time in a band and CDs that were given to me, or just I've somehow dug up on the internet. And you just have to tell me whether or not it is
Hoogie
a racehorse.
Boogie Land!
Complete was the best. They were really fantastic.
Every time I see the word complete now, Hoogie Boogie Land comes into my hand.
All right, the first name, Danzig Moon. Danzig Moon, is that a racehorse or a bad local band, Fred Tutcher?
I'm going to say it's a racehorse.
Yeah, I have not looked. I know nothing about the Derby field, but I agree with Fred. I think it's a racehorse.
You are absolutely correct. What a kick-ass name.
That's
something
right.
Tells me he's a very diminutive horse.
Does he have he's a...
probably very stocky.
He probably has some cat litter as a saddle.
Has mother issues.
the jockey has no shirt on.
That is correct. All right. Now, is this a bad local band or a racehorse? The Amazing Johnny.
You. I'm saying I'm going to go racehorse.
I'm going band.
John Wallach, that is a band. Fred, let's go to the clip.
Measure with a dog. Measure with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Measure's pretty small. Measure with a dog.
Rising three notches from 24 for last week.
It's midget with a dog.
Midget with a dog. They're taking long distance dedication.
Is this a Dr. Demento situation?
Guy who had just felt that compelled to write a song about a midget with a dog.
Midget with a dog.
That's going to be in my head the rest of the day.
Oh, it's haunting.
Yes.
Dog's pretty big, measure's pretty small, measure with a dog, measure with a dog, you with the dog. Dog's pretty big, Midget's pretty small, Midget with the dog.
That much song crafting in that.
No, I think it's pretty much the only words in the song. So congratulations.
Sometimes it's better just to sing what you see.
That's right. He had a song. He had an idea for a song. He sang it over and over. Put that sucker on iTunes. But,
you know, you'll get just based on, you know, hits.
All right.
The dog lovers out there.
Is this a racehorse or a bad local band? Firing Line.
Oh, that's a band. 1,000%.
I'm going to go horse.
No, it's a band.
Fred, that is a racehorse.
Oh, yeah, no baby. Way. Oh. That sounds like a Guitar Center.
Right, that sounds like some like Molly Hatchet cover band.
It sounds like a Guitar Center, like Berklee School of Music
we
situation.
We are firing that. Ow. Okay, is this a racehorse or a bad local band? Bro Leroy Upshaw.
Well, now I got to go band.
I'm going band.
All right. Let's meet Bro Leroy Upshaw, shall we? Ah. That's how the song begins, by the way. It's with a very smooth burp, like probably a literal burp.
He forgot to hit the, yeah, where's that play button on the Casio? Ah. Yeah, it's real smooth. It's Drunk Lou Rawls.
You know what it sounds like? That sounds like Arsenio Hall in Coming to America. Sexual chocolate, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's Drunk Lou Rawls. Yeah. Hey, I was about to smoke crack, but then I heard... From drugs. You know, I've heard noise, noise, noise. It took this guy to get down to my level to let me know to lay off the old hashish.
Drugs is no good for you, to you.
Someone's finally speaking my language. This is what it just plays in the speakers at Betty Ford. Over and over again.
You know who he's going on tour with?
Dog's pretty big. Midget's pretty small.
With the dog.
All right, so we'll go on to the next one.
Wait, I just want to hear more of this.
Okay.
How come I have a feeling that that was recorded in a state-run rehab?
Someone was getting hours for
yeah.
that.
Hey, why don't you try the old musical room? Get some of that pain out.
All right.
Hey, man, that helped me get through everything.
So, Eddie Money, what are you doing here?
Money with the shoes. Shoes pretty tasty. Money's pretty hungry. Money with the shoes.
Okay. I will spare you the vision with the dog for a moment. All right. Is this a racehorse or a bad local band? American Pharoah. John. We'll start with
I'd go racehorse because that just sounds like what a racehorse
Initial instinct was banned, but I got to go with Fred, a racehorse.
Yeah, you guys absolutely nailed it. All right, well, let's go ahead. Let's skip a few. Let's get to the second last one that you have there.
Okay.
All right. I kind of gave away the answer.
Yeah, it's all right.
Only in Michigan. Racehorse or a bad local
band? I'm going to say bad local band.
Okay. Yeah. Fred, you want to let this roll? This is the second.
Oh, boy.
She put her poodle one time in a microwave oven.
Oh, God, dude. Play Midget with the Dog so my ears get healed.
Midget with the Dog.
Now this is going to bother me. This was supposed to be a fun weekend, and now there's this. I don't even know the song. Just don't do anything that they say.
In a microwave oven. Oh, no. No, 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 silly. To dry it. No, no, no. But it exploded. And they were both found dead. My favorite perfume.
The dude from 200 Miles to York is going, this bitch is crazy.
All right, I'm nuts. But oh my lord.
Like, all of a sudden,
okay, I'm leaving.
All of a sudden, he starts wiping off the makeup. 200 miles
to York. He's making him quit the game.
He's like, drop the mic. It's over. American Psycho is over. And you have championed it.
We've been looking for everywhere.
That's part of the song.
Remember that time way back when I kissed a guy who ate his women friends? Now only dogs will follow me. Is he following? Cannibal? Bye-bye.
That's the end? That was the end. Okay.
That's how it ends. Stay away. Yes, that's right.
All right.
She put her poodle one time in a microwave oven.
Okay.
I don't care for that. Yeah, clean my ears with that. All right, and finally, we have time for one more, Rich.
All right, let's go with, let's see, Only in Michigan again.
Oh, God. Here we go. Sweet dreams, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's go to the last one. Same artist.
I guess my mother never loved me.
Safe bet. Gonna guess. You hit the nail on the head there, young lady. Gonna guess there was a bit of turmoil in the old house. Probably not a lot going. Coming up with roses for you.
I guess no. My father never cared.
Hug your children today, ladies and gentlemen. Just go. May this be a public service. Regardless of what they've done, they are your children. Don't have them putting dogs in microwave ovens and things of that nature.
Wait till you see the music video, Fred.
Oh, I don't even know if I can.
I think you might want to see it.
Oh, I bet you think they're not bad looking either.
No, no, no. You never see her. It's like actors.
Oh, great. They probably got the like.
It's like an
putty faces.
It's a mall that's like closed, and it's like in the 80s.
Oh, God.
And it's just the dude in, like, an old man mask standing and staring at women.
Why did you... Why'd you do this to me?
Oh, my God. Now, people are tweeting his photos of little people with dogs. There's one of Vern Troyer with a nice Irish setter.
Well, that doesn't really speak to the juxtaposition. All right, here we go. We will continue.
Or why would she take me deep in the woods?
No.
And why would she leave me
no.
There you go, Fred. Sweet dreams.
Tell you, the 200 miles from York guy Cabarda just got together and they said,
"F this."
They got jobs. They got jobs in account receivables at a telemarketing company.
That's the song just over. That's the sound of your doom.
They said
the last thing you hear.
They went out to Cabarda and 200 miles from York guy just went to the Men's Warehouse right now to stock up on suits. It's time to leave the game.
Just look how that song begins. Ah, ah. That's that woman strangling.
All right.
Stay away from drugs, guy.
Toucher and Rich.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And as we plow through this coronavirus, everybody. Everybody that's at home taking it easy. We've decided that from time to time we will play one of our favorite bits from our 14 years here in the Boston, Massachusetts area. And, Rich, what do we have for the people today already?
Well, I thought that we would stick with a theme this week, as it is, or was supposed to be, Kentucky Derby week. We, of course, did a brand new edition of Is It a Racehorse or a Bad Local Band? And many people are asking, hang on, you know, there, where did you find some of these, like, classic ones that you've had in, from the past? And you know what? I think it was a good idea. It was our own Mike Lockhart said, you know what? I dug up one of the originals where we found probably one of the best that we found since the beginning of it. So let's go to a classic. Is it a
Roto-Rooter?
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. I need some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back.
Got the take me out to the ball game.
I know.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and that is the voice of homicidal Dan Roach as he looked out about a month ago at the snow on the ground and just started to feel a little sad. There was going to be no opening day. You know him from WBZ television. Mr. Dan Roach joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Roach, hello, sir.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, John. Good morning, Rich. I've had a big old glass full of optimism. I'm ready to go this morning.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
Danny. This is a man covering up a great deal of pain.
No, Fred. You're not even going to go there today. Not my dead father. None of that. I'm not playing catch with my dead father today. None of it. It's Mr. Optimism. Because
your father's alive?
No, but
what kind of witchcraft are you practicing?
I got Disney open back up. Disney's not going to be closed for the immediate future. What happened?
Can I sign up for if the NBA plays at Disney World? Can I sign up for that assignment, please?
Okay, you're the first one I thought of when I heard that story. So this is real. And what's funny is that a couple of weeks ago, Wallach sent me this funny article. It seemed funny at the time. A guy who wrote for Yahoo was like, hey, if the NBA is looking to start back up, don't do it in Vegas. Do it in Disney because they've got the facilities. They've got all the camera stuff all set up because it's like basically an ABC-owned area. You can quarantine it because it's privately
private property.
Owned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I just thought, oh, my God, if they do this, Dan Roach we might have to check on him if they send Steve Burton instead of Dan Roach down for this.
No way they would do that to me. They'd be like, gosh, good gosh. Hey, Brad, you know, Brad Stevens, good morning, you know. All right,
so you'd interview him as Goofy is what you're saying. Right.
Now, Dan, but you, okay, if you had the choice, this is a Sophie's choice. If you had the choice between
midget with the dog, a poodle in the microwave oven, I'd go midget with the dog.
I think I would, too. Right. But less disturbing.
I don't care what you do in your personal life. But, okay, so if you had a choice of the NBA at Disney or baseball in Arizona, Major League Baseball in Arizona, because, and I'll explain it to the people, Dan loves two things in life. It's Disney and Major League Baseball. Sophie's choice, NBA at Disney, Major League Baseball in Phoenix.
Baseball in the Phoenix.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You don't even think twice.
Easily.
No, right in. Get me, sign me up. I'm in. I'll hang around Arizona for months and enjoy every second of it. Yep, I'm in.
Okay, so in all honesty, how are you feeling? You are a man whose job revolves around sports. You're a man whose life revolves around sports. Baseball, especially. Baseball is not playing right now. What kind of chasm has that made in your life, and how are you filling that time up?
I've been doing a lot of interviews with the Zoom. Thank goodness for Zoom for WBZ. So that's been my life. But beyond that,
personally,
it's been hard. You know what I mean? It's just like I started to try to watch some TV shows, and you know I'm tired of watching the old games and everything else. I just miss the games. I miss waking up every single day and knowing, okay, everything good with my wife and my kids. That's first. And then, okay, who's playing today? Do the Bruins have a playoff game? The Celtics have a playoff game? Is there a practice I need to go to? Or what time is the Sox game so I can work around that for dinner and everything else? Like, I just miss that day-to-day part of my life, like, big time. That's, like, the biggest gap that I have right now is not being able to watch games and in live games. Or, you know, I'd do anything to watch a baseball game on TV right now. Keep score right along with that. I'd sit in my, you know, in my living room, and I just sit there with a, you know, ready to go with my scorecards and just have a ball. I was thinking about it today. I walked my dog, and I was singing, because I heard you guys this morning. I was singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game as I walked the dog this morning around our neighborhood. But I would love, I think I know what I want to do now if I retire or when I retire or slow down, is I would love to go down to Fort Myers and do PA for the Red Sox for spring training games and then come back up here and do PA for the Cape League for the Chatham Anglers. That would be my ideal, greatest ever possible scenario of retiring once I could do that. So those are the kind of, but I miss the games, Fred. I miss the Cape League games. I missed my daughter's college softball. I just miss college World Series. I miss all that stuff. It's just like, and it sucks because it's not coming for a while. It's getting there. We're going to get there. I know we're going to get there. But just for now, it just sucks not having any games to watch.
That's okay, Dan, real quick. Don't answer, Dan. I've never heard about your dog. Does anybody listen? Fred, or do you or John know his dog's name? Don't tell us, Dan.
No.
Okay. We all get one guess. I'm going to guess Yaz. Fred.
Is it Yaz?
No. You guess. You guess too.
It's going to be Snoopy or something obvious.
Wallach.
I was going to say Orr, you know, like Bobby Orr.
See, Fenway would have been my second guess. What's the name of your dog?
Johnny Damon.
Oh!
No.
That black poodle is not Johnny Damon.
I had no say in it, so the dog's name is Mason. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It doesn't even, like,
you didn't name it. All right. Okay. Well, that's better. Right. I see.
Now, Dan, would your wife, if you go and you do the PA announcements for these teams, would your wife be comfortable dealing with a man of that kind of means when you take home those paychecks?
Well, yeah, no, that would be the hard part, Fred. I'd have to, you know what I mean? I'd have to hit the lottery before I did it. Yeah, but other than that,
you'd be working for no reason. You'd be doing volunteer work.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, come on, don't ruin my dreams, Freddie. None of that. You know,
okay, do me a favor, Dan. Figure something out for us, because listen, you're weird, but you're smarter than me. And can you figure out why the baseball commission has proposed this, dividing everything up into three different divisions now: the East Coast, Central, and West Coast? If they end up continuing the season, I know they want to start on July 2nd, but they would completely mix up the divisions. Why would they do that?
Cut back travel. I think that's how it would be. You know what I mean? That so that you don't have to travel extensively, and it's not that far. So it's pretty easy for teams to get from place to place to place. Miami is the one issue, obviously, on the East, but I think that's the reason why. And the other thing is, you could start with those divisions. You could start them all in one division in Florida, the East, one in Dallas, and one in Phoenix, or you know, somewhere on the West Coast. And I think you could even start there and see how that goes with empty stadiums and everything else. And if things continue to improve, as far as the national public health is concerned, then maybe you could move it to stadiums as you go. So I think that would all be part of it, too. You have to come up with some kind of plan. I mean, obviously the easiest one would be, okay, let's all go to Arizona and play. But realistically, with logistics and everything else and families for 30 teams, I don't think that works. So I think they're just trying to come up with maybe the best opportunity to get in, you know, 50, 60, 70 games and then play some playoffs, too. So I think that's kind of what they're leaning towards. So I could see it just to cut back on travel more than anything else, and to keep the fans on the, you know, the East Coast times and the Central times and the West Coast times, so you're not dealing with that, too.
You don't like that, do you?
I don't mind it, Fred. I don't.
Oh, please. You're a traditionalist. You like a universal DH? You like scrambling the leagues together?
I don't mind it for this year because of what's going on. There's been nothing. So this is better than nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're going to – so how do you get back to the traditional? Yes, I'm a traditionalist. You'll have to do it next year. You can't do it any other way. You just got to try to figure out the best. And, you know, they talked about even playing maybe like an NCAA baseball type of tournament too, to do that, to keep everybody satisfied, to get them their games and get people going back and seeing and watching these sports. So I don't think it's not an easy job for anybody to figure out. So I think what they're trying to do is just come up with the best solution health-wise, safety-wise, and for the players, and then to try to come up with some semblance of entertainment to get the country going again. It's huge. It's like the golf debate. The golf debate's going on everywhere. Should you be allowed to go out and play a public course with all the safety regulations in place? That was the story I did yesterday with Brad Faxon and the head of the Massachusetts Golf Association. Should they be allowed to play in Massachusetts? So everyone's trying to figure out what's best here, but eventually they got to start to turn the corner and get going again as a society and an economy, because we need to.
Did you have a nice little moment yesterday when you found out that the reports that the minor league was going to cancel their season was ended up being proven false?
I know, but then I'm hearing back that it might be – I heard John say, Baseball America, saying that it might be true. So, again, it's, you know, it's – I just try not to go to that area in my life right now. I just try to stay optimistic as best I can.
Well, once the Cape League canceled, I mean, that had to be the toughest blow.
That's a killer.
Right? That hurt. Like, my wife said, you know – when I first found out, I said, I'm not going to the Cape. I'm not going down there this year. I'm not. If there's no Cape League baseball, I'm not going to Chatham. I'm not going on vacation. You guys can go. You can leave me here in the house. I'm not going down there. If I can't, at 5 o'clock for a 7 o'clock Chatham Angels game, walk to the park by myself, watch batting practice, get the roster, see who's going to play years to come, the stars of tomorrow shining tonight and all that, I'm not going.
I think that's kind of the point of them canceling it, because they don't want people to come.
Do you keep score
at the Cape League game? Some of them I do. But we don't stay the full game, because then I come back to the hotel and watch the Red Sox game and stuff like that. So I just make sure I have a roster every single night, both teams, so that I can watch and look for players and see what colleges they're at and kind of try to follow them as we go in the future.
You've been watching the Imagineering story on Disney Plus there, Dan?
No. Is it good?
Oh, he's not paying for Disney Plus. Were you out of your mind?
I have it.
You haven't? Of course you haven't watched the Imagineering story? Dude, it's how they make all the rides. It's behind
the scenes.
Oh, dude, it's behind the scenes, the making of, like, It's a Small World. You go inside Peter Pan. Like, original video of when they put these things together, Dan. Come on.
Oh, I got nothing to do now.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah.
How have you been filling the days, Dan?
What's that?
How have you been filling the days?
I've been working a lot. Like I said, just doing stories with different people, you know. In the sports world, it's been busy. The Patriots, Bruins, Celtics all have provided players and things like that. So And then I watch a lot of West Wing. I need to feel good. I've been going to bed at night with West Wing on. I just need to feel good about myself and about the country going forward, so I need some positivity. So I watch the West Wing pretty much every night. Okay. I go to bed.
All right, Dan, I know we've done this before, but I think that right now, in all seriousness, that I know that I have had my ups and downs. Thankfully, this week has been enough for me. But, you know, when things are out of one's control, especially with me, when I feel like I'm out of control, when I do not, I'm not running my own life, it can lead to a feeling of unsettling. And as we look into the future and, you know, we don't know when this ban is going to end. I would guess after Memorial Day is my guess. Would everyone agree on that after Memorial Day?
More likely, at least.
Hope so.
Oh, God, I think it's going to be after Memorial Day, but I think that it's going to be that week. But, you know, because I'm an expert. But, Dan, can you give us a little pep talk? You can incorporate anything you want. You can incorporate baseball if you want. If you want to say that you think baseball is playing, which you've expressed. And can you give people a little bit of hope in this time of great uncertainty?
Yeah, sure. So, all right, you ready for it?
All right, okay. Rich, you have music or something we can play?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. Welcome to 2020, a most difficult time for us all. This coronavirus crisis has us all down. It has hurt. It's been tough. It's been rough. My prayers, thoughts with the frontline workers, doctors, nurses, all the wonderful work that they've done. And slowly but surely, we've slipped into this black hole. It's been difficult for everyone. We're all sitting in our homes 24/7, having difficult times. How much TV can you watch? How much family time can you have? But you know what, folks? We're coming into May. May 1st is right around the corner. And you know what that means? Slowly but surely, America will get going again. And we'll all get going together. Disney World will be there. Magic Kingdom, yeah, everyone gets a park hopper. You want that? We'll go to the Kingdom today. We'll go to Epcot tomorrow. Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios. Disney will be there for us. It will rise. So will sports. It's been tough. Yeah, no Cape League this year. Yeah, no NCAA action. Yeah, baseball's been halted. So have the NBA and the NHL. But you know what? We're just about set to turn the corner. And when we do, it will be glorious. We'll have the NHL playoffs. The Bruins will try to get one step further than they did Game 7 a year ago. The Celtics, who knows, with Tatum company leading the way, that they can get it done too. The NFL, don't worry about Brady and Gronk. It's time for Stidham. He's going to win them. And the Patriots and Belichick will come through. Wild card, we say, yes. And look at them go. Suddenly, Bill's back in the Super Bowl again. But the best of all, when the sun comes out, and we're ready to shine, baseball will return in its glory. In some form, in some shape, we'll be able to watch the greatest game that ever was, the crack of the bat. We'll somehow have the smell of the hot dogs. We'll be able to smell it through the television sets. We'll all be in our glory. As America's game returns, baseball will return, and so will we.
Very good, Danny. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, there is hope.
There is hope.
Danny
Giving
Roach.
Us what we need in these
I'm
dark
inspired,
times.
I'm inspired, man. Let's go.
Do you think we really all get park hopper passes once they open back up?
Like, that'd be awesome. That in there?
How would that work?
Just, you know, you get to go on all the rides. And
but how would everyone get to go on all the rides?
You know, seems like you let 20% of the people, normal people in, then maybe it'll work. It's probably what they're going to do when they open up.
Yeah, it would be tough. I mean, if everyone would seem to be on the same footing. But nonetheless. Well, Dan Roach, it's always a pleasure, sir. Your optimism is truly unfounded, but we do enjoy when you do it. Thank you so much, sir.
I'm crying. I'm so happy. Okay, guys.
All right. Bye, Dan Roach. WBC Television. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
on second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Toucher. My only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Given the favorable data, enhanced testing, and approval of our healthcare professionals, we will allow gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, body art studios, barbers, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, estheticians, their respective schools, and massage therapists to reopen their doors this Friday, April the 24th. Unlike other businesses, these entities have been unable to manage inventory, deal with payroll, and take care of administrative items while we shelter in place.
.5 to Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. That is the governor of Georgia talking about opening businesses. And when was the last time Big Bowling didn't get to the government? I mean, such a massive contingent of movers, shakers, headline makers. I just, the funniest thing, first of all, I have no idea why those businesses were picked. Look, if you want to open up your state and people want it, God bless you. I don't know what to tell you. But I just like anestheticians, and it seems like the worst things that you could do, too. Like a tattoo, is there anything you could think of that's more evasive? And you may be able to think something that's not a medical procedure that you could have done than a tattoo. I mean, that seems like you're very close to the person. You're piercing their skin with a foreign object. It seems like just the worst thing you could possibly allow. Now, if you went, okay, we're opening everything. It's craziness. Just go ahead. Whatever. But the idea that they're... Now, okay, if I'm in Georgia, do you know this? Do I go to work if I have a regular job, like a white-collar, you know, office job?
Well, doesn't I mean, seem that way. Like, do you or not? Because, I mean, there's a lot of people who are saying that the reason he lowered this ban or got rid of it and opened back up the state, as you could phrase it, is so that he wouldn't have to pay unemployment insurance. The state would have to pay their unemployment insurance. So, I mean, if you're asking whether or not you're either expected to, I would think that if you are any kind of company that's, you know, has any kind of sense, you would not open it back up. As a matter of fact, Fred, I don't know if you saw this. TMZ did something kind of genius, believe it or not. They called every bowling alley in Georgia to see if they were open and how business was going.
I saw this.
It was great. So they called, apparently there's 103 bowling alleys in the state of Georgia.
Fred, guess how many of them were empty?
103.
All but 25.
Yep.
So 25 that open right back up. Every active alley, they're saying, of course, the people they spoke with has social distancing protocols. Most are screening staffers, they say, taking their temperature at the door. I'm sure they are. A few alleys are also screening customers. Almost every alley is spacing out lanes between groups. There's some photos that are just hysterical. Like, when you see the kind of people that just couldn't resist bowling, like they had to get out there, oh, my God, it is just the greatest of the greatest.
Because if you were to ask me what a bowling alley was like in February of this year in Georgia, I would guess the same.
That's right. So he said several alleys are requiring customers to book lanes in advance and taking payment over the phone to reduce person-to-person interaction.
That requires a credit card.
That's a good point.
If I'm bowling in Gainesville, Georgia, I think that... Now, listen, I've gone to Kings like everyone else with the kids and bowled. But if you're asking me a Gainesville bowling alley...
Like, you've never risked your life for bowling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, yeah.
If you open certain things, I'd go. But Yeah, and bowling where you're sticking your fingers in the ball.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I'm not risking it to bowl. Yeah,
no. I play golf. They're the kind of people paying for it with a boot full of nickels.
Yeah, exactly. Like or digging up a jar from the backyard that they hid when everything hit. So yeah, okay, yeah. If you're risking your life to bowl, you are truly committed to the sport.
So they said, wondering about bowling shoes? Most places are having customers request rental shoes over the phone so the staff can have them ready when the bowlers arrive. When they're done, the shoes are disinfected by staffers wearing PPE. Oh, they should probably wear that anywhere, the shoes.
PPE? Why are they wearing PPE? They stole my idea.
But Fred, I mean, and the pictures are just fantastic, but that isn't. I mean, you want to talk about Georgia this week covering themselves in glory. It doesn't get any more redneck than this, or just any more stupid than this.
All right, so you were wondering about flying, and I will tell you this. Is that
Delta? No. I have to tell you this.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
There's one thing that they announced yesterday that just goes to show there are maniacs running the state. I'm going to read directly from the Fox 5 website out of Atlanta, Georgia. It says, we all remember how nervous we were taking our driver's test. But as of right now, teens getting a driver's license in Georgia don't have to worry about that. Under Georgia Governor Kemp's latest order, teens still have to fulfill all the driving requirements, but the behind-the-wheel road test has been suspended.
Oh, my God. You can still get a license?
Fred, it says, while the Department of Driver Services practices social distancing, it's impossible for an employee to conduct a road test. And, quote, during these unprecedented times, the Department of Driver Services is trying to make it as easy a process for people to get their license and have a less burden, says the Kennesaw Driving School. So now all they have to do is they have to get an okay from their parents, and boom, they get a driver's license.
Oh, by the way, if you're a doctor and you've read the textbook, I mean, go ahead and operate. I mean, there's nothing else to do about it.
So
like, I've read the manual for this gun, this semi-automatic. Now I'm just going to go out here and start shooting it around.
I mean, of all the things. So, okay, they said, quote, I'm hoping most parents will just sign off on those 40 hours. I'm hoping most will take the time and drive with their kids before they let them obtain their license, Kenny.
I hope. You hope.
Ultimately, this means it's up to parents to decide if their child is ready to get behind the wheel.
That happens.
Quote, sure. I think it would be beneficial to have an unbiased set of eyes on my driver, and I think I might be quick to let her get her license without knowing if she knows all the laws, said Lynn Ridenour, a parent of a teen. So, I mean, even the mom's like, well, I mean, I don't know all the rules, so I'll probably just give it to her.
Yeah,
so,
good. And then go cry to the government and sue them when something bad happens. They might as well just go into a state of anarchy. I mean, really, at this point, it just might as well be anarchy.
Just open everything up. No testing. Just go.
Yeah. No, it's not even that. Play like Crass. I mean, this is full-on anarchy. Like, the government's just like, do it. Do it. It's all on you.
So,
there's federal government's telling the states to do it. The states are telling people to do it. I mean, it's becoming like a true libertarian wet dream.
They got a quote from one of the students. It said, Abriana is her name, is ecstatic. She won't have to take a road test. She admits she was nervous. Quote, mostly about the parking. The driving isn't as worrisome, but the parking, I think that's what everyone worries about, and I don't know if I would have passed.
Oh, good. And then if you hit my car, I can sue you, and you can get a nickel, and it will just cost me the price of the lawyer. I'm gonna dip into your pockets for that insurance money. Whoops. No insurance.
And you know what's next. You know, it's not really – you can't really have the time in this quarantine to do a background check on getting a gun. So we're just going to give it to anyone who wants one.
No, I'm telling you, it's going to turn into anarchy. It's going to turn into, like, the Wild West. Now, some people are going to love it. But, I mean, if you start, like, eliminating – if you want to start eliminating the government from some of these things, I mean, listen, I don't like big government either. But, I mean, Jesus, I mean, there's certain essential functions that that should be required. Like, if you're going to drive a ton of, you know, a car that weighs over a ton at high speeds and you don't know how to park, I mean, you know, things are a little bit concerning at that point. Oh, were you nervous about the driver's test? Oh, well, good. Well, you don't have to. Anything that. Listen, I don't want to make you nervous, you know. But you're, so you're nervous about the driver's test, but you're perfectly fine driving on the highway at 70? Good. Well, listen, as long as you're not nervous, I'm glad they saved you that time. I'm glad they saved you that 20 minutes of being unnerved. Oh, boy. Oh, thank God I don't have to take it. I would have been nervous. Now you're not nervous? Now you're not nervous driving the car by yourself?
I'm not speaking in hyperbole when I say this. I honestly had to check and see if it was an Onion article. I thought that it was, and it would have been clever. It would have been like, you know, because they're just like carefree, willy-nilly, open it up, nobody cares. I honestly, it would have been a great article if like, hey, we're no longer requiring you to take a test to get a driver's license. This is real. This
is completely actually happening unnecessary. In Georgia. It's completely unnecessary. What? Just like okay, fine. You people, you really want people to be able to drive. It's your favorite thing in the world. Then would you rather have your kid get in a car that had been wiped down with disinfectant and learn to drive, or just start driving? If you had to choose one. Because I can tell you what, you're a million times more likely to die driving around like an ass than you are touching the wheel. I mean, Jesus. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire... Wait, so you're afraid of the coronavirus hurting you, but you're willing to take someone who really doesn't know how to drive and pop them on the road? I'm going to tell you this. One's a lot more dangerous than the other. Now, if you've chosen to do one, I'm erring on the side of the automobile accident.
Listen, just send us your Mario Kart score. And if you get in the top like 10,
that is so dumb. So I can bowl, but I cannot. But they don't trust the driver instructor to be that close to. Oh, my God, is that dumb. Okay, fine. It's all dumb, and they shouldn't be doing any of this. But the reasoning is, okay, we're going to be late, Dan. The reasoning of this is that they're, okay, so they want to reopen. They're not overly concerned with the coronavirus. They're willing to let businesses open. Okay. However, they feel that the driving instructor being that close to the child is a risk of coronavirus. Absolutely. However, they feel that the risk of the coronavirus outweighs giving someone a driver's license who doesn't know how to drive.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, are you crazy? That is the dumbest. Who's running the state? That is the dumbest logic I've ever heard in my entire life.
Who's running the state? The guy who wanted to open up for bowling alleys when they're in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, that's
the guy who
bowling.
Had no idea.
The guy who said that he didn't know that you could show no symptoms and still have the coronavirus. Well,
listen, that guy
a month after
just found out 2
said.
Weeks ago. Yeah, that guy.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what is that the special interest groups around the bowling industry are the Brunswick people, very powerful in Georgia. I mean that is almost. Boy, is this country mismanaged in some places.
Well, Fred, that's the same guy who said that he was going to take his truck and round up illegals and bring them down to Mexico. Maybe he can get more people to do it for him if they don't have to get a license.
Oh, my God. Now he's concerned about the coronavirus, but he's not concerned about people who don't know how to drive driving. Oh, my God. I would rather... Forget it. They shouldn't do it either. Like, Jesus, are they in school? They're not even in school. So why do you have to be able to get a driver's license? Well, you know, parents work. Well, they didn't have a problem before this. Wait a month. Jesus. You know, I can get my nails done, but God forbid I, have someone actually teach my child to drive.
Right. You're sitting, get your nails done, and all of a sudden the front end of a Geo Storm comes smashing through the front of your
business. And you ain't kidding.
I know.
You're not kidding. Some distracted-ass dumbass. And, oh, boy, yeah, let the parents do it. Listen, let the parents do whatever the hell they want with their kids. Not driving. No. Not driving. I don't trust any of these idiots. Oh, my God. Well, you passed a written test. Okay. My God. It's like, I'm telling you, like, oh, I read the medical textbook. Now I'm just going to go ahead and operate. Oh, hey. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, flight, you know, dance, it's a flight manual. Yeah, you know, I think I figured this out. I watched Airplane. Now I gotta just go get this bad boy.
Dude,
up
it's
in the
just
air.
As dangerous. Flying a
driving, not- driving a car is a thousand times more dangerous than a plane for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, vehicular homicides are they come at a great rate. Oh, and then you know that they hit you in the parking lot, and then you're like, all right, let's have insurance covered, and they're out of there like last year. They're out of there. They ain't got
right.
insurance.
I mean, how much more would you immediately have to charge these people in insurance if they didn't get their license that way? Like, if they just got it with the approval? I mean, you immediately.
$1 million. You might as well say $1 million. You're not getting it.
That's right.
Yeah, these people are real concerned about insurance.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Let you know what? Let people wait for 10 seconds. For their driver's license. It's not the end of the world.
Yeehaw!
It's not even yeehaw. It's just like... It's unfathomably dumb. Unfathomably dumb. And if you put it in all context of everything that's going on over... It's dumb in any setting. But if you put it in context of what they're allowing... I don't understand. If Crash can get his nails done, which people are freaking out about, that's closer than someone sitting next to you in a car. I don't know.
Right,
he probably doesn't want to. He probably doesn't want to play the driver's ed. Pay the driver's ed people. Save all that government money. The $5.
Right.
All right, we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it. Wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.